The Lord be with you. Again, I hope this finds you well. And I want to thank those who came out last Sunday to our gathering in the church in the schoolyard. As you know, we had over 90 people who were at that, and it was just wonderful to be able to see one another physically, as much as there's been phone calls and text messages and emails. But I do encourage you, if you are in the area and you can feel free to, and if you feel it is safe enough for you to, please do join us. Again, we'll be meeting this morning at 11 a.m. In the schoolyard, and it would be great to see you. But let's just quieten our hearts as we pray together our collect for purity. Almighty God, to whom all hearts are open, all desires known, and from whom no secrets are hidden, cleanse the thoughts of our hearts by the inspiration of your Holy Spirit, that we may perfectly love you and worthily magnify your holy name, through Christ our Lord. Amen. For God so loved the world that he gave his only Son, Jesus Christ, to save us from our sins, to intercede for us in heaven, and to bring us to eternal life. Let us then confess our sins in penitence and faith, firmly resolved to keep God's commandments and to live in love and peace. Almighty God, our Heavenly Father, we have sinned in thought and word and deed, and in what we have left undone. We are truly sorry, and we humbly repent. For the sake of your Son, Jesus Christ, have mercy on us and forgive us, that we may walk in newness of life, to the glory of your name. Amen. Almighty God, who forgives all who truly repent, have mercy on us. Pardon and deliver us from all our sins. Confirm and strengthen us in all goodness, and keep us in eternal life, through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. And our collect for this morning, the fifth Sunday after Trinity. Almighty and everlasting God, by whose Spirit the whole body of the Church is governed and sanctified, hear our prayer which we offer for all your faithful people, that in their vocation and ministry they may serve you in holiness and truth, to the glory of your name, through our Lord and Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Our first reading this morning is Psalm 139. O Lord, you have searched me and known me. You know my sitting down and my rising up. You understand my thought afar off. You comprehend my path and my lying down, and are acquainted with all my ways. For there is not a word on my tongue, but behold, O Lord, you know it altogether. You have hedged me behind and before, and laid your hand upon me. Such knowledge is too wonderful for me. It is high, I cannot attain it. Where can I go from your Spirit, or where can I flee from your presence? If I ascend into heaven, you are there. If I make my bed in hell, behold, you are there. If I take the wings of the morning and dwell in the uttermost parts of the sea, even there your hand shall lead me, and your right hand shall hold me. If I say, surely the darkness fall on me, even the night shall be light about me. Indeed, the darkness shall not hide from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. For you formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. My frame was not hidden from you when I was made in secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Your eye saw my substance, yet being unformed. And in your book they all were written, the days fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. How precious also are your thoughts to me, O God! How great is the sum of them! If I should count them, they would be more in number than the sand. When I awake, I am still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God. Depart from me, you bloodthirsty men, for they speak against you wickedly. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me and know my anxieties. And see if there's any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Hear the gospel of our Savior Christ, according to Matthew chapter 13, beginning at verse 1. Glory to you, Lord Jesus Christ. That same day, Jesus went out of the house and sat beside the lake. Such great crowds gathered around him that he got into a boat and sat there, while the whole crowd stood on the beach. And he told them many things in parables, saying, "Listen, a sower went out to sow. And as he sowed, some seeds fell on the path, and the birds came and ate them up. Other seeds fell on rocky ground, where they did not have much soil, and they sprang up quickly, since they had no depth of soil. But when the sun rose, they were scorched, and since they had no roots, they withered away. Other seeds fell among thorns, and the thorns grew up and choked them. Other seeds fell on good soil and brought forth grain, some a hundredfold, some 60, some 30. Let anyone with ears listen. Hear then the parable of the sower. When anyone hears the word of the kingdom and does not understand it, the evil one comes and snatches away what is sown in the heart. This is what was sown on the path. As for what was sown on rocky ground, this is the one who hears the word and immediately receives it with joy. Yet such a person has no root, but endures only for a while, and when trouble or persecution arises on account of the word, that person immediately falls away. As for what was sown among thorns, this is the one who hears the word, but the cares of the world and the lure of wealth choke the word, and it yields nothing. But as for what was sown on good soil, this is the one who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and yields, in one case a hundredfold, in another 60, and another 30. This is the gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Father God, we thank you for your word. We pray it brings wisdom, encouragement, and challenge to our hearts this day. In Jesus' name, amen. As we continue on in our series of prayer, we're really focusing this morning on Psalm 139. I have no doubt that for many, if not all of us, we know this psalm as we have heard this psalm again and again. And it is a wonderful psalm of how we have been created in the image of God and how God knows us. I remember one of the first times coming across this psalm and being excited on one level, wow, God knows everything about me. And then on the very next level going, oh, wow, God knows everything about me. And you can tell by the tone of my voice that one aspect is a wonderful joy and another aspect, there's an aspect of, oh boy, really? That's making me nervous. And there is something comforting and yet at the same time nerve-wracking that the Lord God knows everything about us. And as we continue in our time of prayer, really our focus this morning is praying for comfort when we're lonely. I know for many of us over this time, there has been cocooning that we have faced. For all of us, we have been on lockdown. For some, we have been able to get out and about for walks here and there. But for many, that has not been possible. We have been told to stay indoors. We have been told not to go anywhere, not to have any interaction with people. Where did we find our comfort? Where did we find that aspect of not feeling alone? Did we turn to God? This is what the psalmist here, David, is encouraging us to do, is to know that we are not alone, is to know that God is with us. Loneliness can be hard to endure. But even when we are feeling so alone, and even in an age where there is such uncertainty, God sees us and understands us perfectly. He is familiar with all of our ways. And it's not a fact. We often hear these stories, oh, God is looking down on me and God is away. No, God is within us. His Spirit dwells within us. And this is something that we need to remind ourselves of again and again, that with God's Spirit dwelling within us, there is where our hope can lie, that we are not alone. In verse 12, it states, even the darkness will not be dark to you. The night will shine like the day, for darkness is as light to you. I know when we go into a very dark room, the first thing we may look for is where would the light switch be? Or if there is no light, we have a torch or a candle for us to be able to see some form of light to bring into that dark space. Within this dark space of the world that we have faced and over generations, Jesus is that light that came into this world to bring light, to bring hope. And there is something so calming and peaceful about that. Very often we talk about how we know God is with us, how we know God is there or rooting for us, or we know His presence. And yet over these last number of months where we have had this isolation, have we been so strong in our faith? I really hope and pray you have known the peace of God in this time. Our prayer, our hope, it is communication with God. And even in the areas where we feel weak, it is knowing that God is our strength. It is looking to see where in our own loneliness can we identify with those around us. We know throughout the Gospels and even in our parable this morning, Jesus talking about this sow and this seed that is being sown, where it falls in different areas. We need one another. We need community. Life brings life. I want to encourage you as we come out of this phase of lockdown, as we come out into these new, this undiscovered country, as I keep on referring back to, as to not knowing what this is going to look like, except that we know it is going to look different. May you know God is with you. May you know that you are not alone. God's Spirit dwells within you. There is hope, and that communication that we have with God through prayer, through with meeting with one another, through emails, through text messages, in knowing that we are a community. Allow God speak to your heart as you desire to know His presence. Amen. Let us affirm our faith in the Creed. We believe in one God, the Father, the Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all that is seen and unseen. We believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only Son of God, eternally begotten of the Father, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, of one being with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us and for our salvation, he came down from heaven, was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary, and was made man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried. On the third day he rose again, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. We believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is worshipped and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. We believe in one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church. We acknowledge one baptism for the forgiveness of sins. We look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Let us pray. Give to the Church the grace to receive the word of faith in obedience and to bring forth good fruit for the salvation of all. Take away all that hinders her witness, so that all her people may share in her ministry and work for the harvest that is to come. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Come in mercy to all who are hungry for the word but are held back by the cares of living. Rouse the indifferent and nurture those who are moving towards the kingdom but have not yet come to full commitment. Bless the servants of your word who are bringing its healing power to the nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. As we share our lives with others, those who are close to us, help us to live as those who have heard and received the word, that we may be bearers of good news and doers of good work. And may our own community be as a field in which the Lord has blessed. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. We pray for all those in many places who are suffering from failed harvests and who struggle to cultivate in fertile land. We pray for people who once believed but have fallen away through trouble and persecution. Bring them back to know the richness of your love. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. And we give thanks for the departed whose harvest has ripened and has been gathered in where new life begins. Give us grace to follow their example as we wait for our time of fruition. Merciful Father, accept these our prayers for the sake of your Son, our Saviour, Jesus Christ. Amen. Christ is our peace. He has reconciled us to God in one body by the cross. We meet in his name and we share his peace. The peace of the Lord be always with you. And may you again today connect with those for you to share that peace with those around you. Be present, Lord Jesus Christ, our risen High Priest. Make yourself known in the breaking of bread. Amen. Christ, our Passover, has been sacrificed for us. Therefore, let us celebrate the feast. And we will pray prayer 3. The Lord is here. His Spirit is with us. Lift up your hearts. We lift them to the Lord. Let us give thanks to the Lord our God. It is right to give our thanks and praise. Father, Lord of all creation, we praise you for your goodness and your love. When we turned away, you did not reject us. You came to meet us in your Son, welcomed us as your children, and prepared a table where we might feast with you. In Christ you shared our life, that we might live in him and he in us. He opened wide his arms upon the cross, and with love stronger than death, he made the perfect sacrifice for sin. Lord Jesus Christ, our Redeemer, on the night before you died, you came to table with your friends. Taking bread, you gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to them, saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the bread of life. At the end of supper, you took the cup of wine, gave thanks and said, "Drink this, all of you. This is my blood of the new covenant, which is shed for you and for all for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me. Lord Jesus, we bless you. You are the true vine. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Dying, you destroyed our death. Rising, you restored our life. Lord Jesus, come in glory. Holy Spirit, giver of life, come upon us now. May this bread and wine be to us the body and blood of our Savior Jesus Christ. As we eat and drink these holy gifts, make us who know our need of grace, one in Christ, our risen Lord. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, blessed Trinity, with your whole church throughout the world, we offer you this sacrifice of thanks and praise, and lift our voice to join the song of heaven, forever praising you and saying, Holy, holy, holy Lord, God of power and might, heaven and earth are full of your glory. Hosanna in the highest. Thanks be to you, our God, for your gift beyond words. Amen, amen, amen. And as our Savior Christ has taught us, we are bold to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. The bread which we break is a sharing in the body of Christ. We being many are one body, for we all share in the one bread. The body of Christ, given for you. The blood of Christ, shed for you. Holy and blessed God, as you give us the body and blood of your Son, guide us with your Holy Spirit, that we may honor you not only with our lips, but also with our lives. Through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Almighty God, we thank you for feeding us with the spiritual food of the body and blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Through him, we offer you our souls and bodies to be a living sacrifice. Send us out in the power of your Spirit to live and work to your praise and glory. Amen. And may you know God's presence in your life. May you know the loving arms of the Father wrapped around you safely. May you know the presence of Jesus as you pray. And may you know the voice of Holy Spirit as you listen for the comfort and the reminder of all of who you are in Jesus through the Father. And the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. Go in peace to love and serve the Lord. In the name of Christ. Amen.